This is Fresh Air. The West Coast duo Was Not Was has just released their third album. Like their first two, it draws on almost every musical influence of the day. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
So much of rock and roll in the 80s is about creating an identifiable sound and image that Was Not Was seems either radically refreshing or commercially suicidal. Here is a rock act in which the lead singers change regularly and are rarely the creators of the music. Those creators themselves use pseudonyms, and their collaborators range from Elvis Costello to Frank Sinatra Jr. At the same time, What Up Dog makes a mockery of eclecticism. The lyrics manage to parody the emptiness of most pop poetry as well as the pretentiousness of the stuff that aims to be proud and political. Though they couldn't have known at the time they recorded it, Was Not Was has turned out a rock version of Don DeLillo's current novel about Lee Harvey Oswald, Libra. It's a song called 11 Miles Per Hour, the Abe Zapruder version.
He learned how to kill at 11 miles an hour, such a deadly speed. 11 miles an hour, at the time and place of greed. They pulled their limousine down Elm Street, slow and green. Let the like shower at 11 miles an hour.
When you know a little about the fellows behind Was Not Was, some of their eccentricity acquires a context. The men behind the music call themselves Don Was and David Was. Don is a mystery to me, but I can tell you that David Was is really David Weiss, who used to work as a jazz critic at a newspaper in Los Angeles that also employed me about 6 years ago. Please consider this full disclosure of a possible conflict of interest. I also know that while they're not brothers, both Don and David grew up in Detroit, to this day still the home of the most racially and culturally diverse rock and roll ever created. This suggests to me why the Was Not Was boys make music that accommodates just about everything. Screeching hard rock and Ornette Coleman-style harmonics. Don plays the synthesizers, David plays the flute. Their range is staggering, yet offhand, and never smug. To take one notable example, the Wuzzes are very fond of jazz singers. On their previous album, called Born to Laugh at Tornadoes, they hauled in Mel Torme, no less, to velvet fog his way through a song called Zazz Turn Blue. In what in Was Not Was terms might be considered a bid for accessibility, on the new album they've asked Frank Sinatra Jr. to sing a composition called Wedding Vows in Vegas.
Plastic flowers in her hair, don't they make a lovely pair? Met last night at the slot machines, him in leather, her in jeans. All night preacher does the ceremony, his wife throws minute rice, her tears are phony. But wedding vows in Vegas aren't meant to last for ages. You've got to be courageous to play the odds that love will win, whatever city you're in.
A few cuts after that, Was Not Was throws you off with this kind of anti-song called Dad, I'm in Jail.
Hello, Dad.
Stuck in between those two numbers is a lovely collaboration between David Was and Elvis Costello. It sounds like a version of the Drifters' Under the Boardwalk with odd but finely detailed lyrics. It's called Shadow and Jimmy.
Shadow and Jimmy were always just
yesterday's news. Jimmy's a bowler, shadow rinse out his green bowling shoes. Late Friday night when the bars are all shuttered and dark, he shadows back Jimmy through the lot in the lost trail.
Clearly, Was Not Was is working on its own wavelength. They traffic in the sort of stuff that usually never works in a rock music context. Satire, irony, in-jokes. From Frank Zappa to Sha Na Na, the inclusion of these elements usually kills off whatever invigorating vulgarity made the music worthwhile to begin with. I think Was Not Was has managed to create a vital, messy artiness that works as good pop, if not necessarily popular, music.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's Walk the Dinosaur from the new Was Not Was album, What Up Dog? This is Fresh Air.